start nurturing your audience and adding so much value so that they're already there when you get to the place that you want to launch something. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said It Better.
Okay. I don't dispute that.
Such a good title. He said, she said it better.
Should we switch to that?
We might. I can't believe you let me. Actually, I can't believe you let me. He's such a great guy.
I'm down with that. It's a legit title. Two, it has some truth behind it. All right, guys, listen, today we're going to actually talk about something that's going to help you make more sales. So if you own your own business, you're going to love this. If you aspire to own your own business, you're going to love this. If you want to make more money, you're going to love this. If you sell anything in any form, even if you have a job, you're going to love this.
And relationships are sales. So somehow I could probably turn this back into that.
We probably could.
But I probably won't today.
Anything other than those reasons, you're not going to like this. Turn it off and go listen to our next episode. All right. So here's what happened. We just hung up from one of our masterminds. And you know, with our masterminds, of course, we always have in-person components, but we also have virtual Zoom components. And we take live questions. It's one of our favorite things to do. And there has been this common theme of questions, of challenges lately. And we're like, you know what? This is coming up way too much. We got to share this. And the theme kind of goes like this. I'm not making enough sales. Or I did my launch and missed my goal significantly. Or I did my launch and nothing sold. Now, when we dissect it, the number one problem we're discovering is people are rushing the process. They're going from nice to meet you to would you like to buy my product without any kind of long-term love, long-term nurturing, long-term massaging in between. And guys, you're on notice. That doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it's literally like meeting someone and sending them the eggplant emoji right after.
I think that would work better in many cases than going on to social media and saying, hi, my name is Lori. Nice to meet you. Here's what I do. Would you buy my product?
Yeah, agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
So one, I guess we're condoning, take a shot at the eggplant emoji.
Right.
Number two, guys, it's time to start nurturing. It's time to slow down the process. I know you want to make money. I know you want to make sales right now. But guys, this is not about just making sales right now. This is about making sales for a long, 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 long time. And there's two ways that you can nurture your audience. There's two ways you can slow it down and turn a lot of those no's into yeses. And that is concentrating on the in-between. And the in-between can either be an automated sequence, and I'll explain that in a moment, or it can simply be a manual exchange of time, knowledge, and energy for a long enough period until you finally ask for the sale.
Yeah, it really is a relationship. And, you know, as much as we're joking about the eggplant emoji, it's kind of true. It's like dating. you are essentially selling yourself and they have to know, like, and trust you in order to purchase your product. And that means that they have to be so comfortable with you and know what you have to offer in order to be with you for the long haul, which would be buying or purchasing your product or joining something that's maybe either, you know, maybe it's a lower investment for them or a higher investment for them or a large investment for anyone across the board. It's kind of remembering that you need to be the person that they look to or rely on or know that they can count on. And we're trying to skip over that. And it's just, it doesn't work that way.
Well, there's too many people with too much good info and too many good offers out there for you to get away with this. This is what I would call lazy marketing. And listen, in the past, when there weren't as many people online trying to do this, you could actually get away with it. And people probably heard legends of people who got away with it. And that's why they're trying it now. So here's two things you can do. You can either build a nurturing sequence or you can manually nurture them until it's time to ask for the sale. So let's break each of these down. A nurturing sequence simply means this. You go from nice to meet you into some kind of list that you control and own, typically an email list or a text list. Or it could even be a podcast like this that someone subscribes to and listens to every single time, you know, every week. So you go from nice to meet you to getting them to open that relationship by saying, yes, I will give you my email, my phone number, or I will subscribe to what you have to offer. And then this is where the work begins. Now you need to earn their trust. Now you need to develop a relationship. Now you need to start developing that law of reciprocity, that relationship capital. You have to give them so much that finally, one day down the road, they say, boy, if this is the free stuff, holy crap, what's behind the paid wall? That must be really good. And that's when they get curious enough to become a customer. And so a nurturing sequence is typically automated. There's lots of software out there that you can do it with. You can do it with Kajabi. We use Entreport, but it's really robust. I wouldn't recommend starting with that. You can use mastermind.com. You can use Constant Contact. There's a lot of different softwares out there that you can use to create a nurturing sequence. And all it is a series of emails and or videos and or blogs and or tools that leads you from nice to meet you to value, more value, more value, more value, more value. And by the way, did you know that I had this for sale? Mm-hmm. That's the game that you have to play, or you're going to be dead in the water with how much competition there is out there. So that's an automated nurturing sequence. And it's called automated because it's literally build it and then let it go to work for you. That doesn't require a lot of long-term time and energy from you. It requires the time and energy up front to actually learn and build the sequence or have somebody do it for you. And even when someone does it for you, quite honestly, you have to be very involved in that process because you're helping to create the value. You're helping to create the assets. Mm-hmm. So if that's the automated nurturing sequence, then what's the manual exchange of time, knowledge, and energy? Well, this is kind of the shortcut if you really wanted to take the shortcut or if you're intimidated by the tech behind the nurturing sequence. And that is one thing you cannot do is you can't replace adding all that value in between nice to meet you and would you buy my product? And so you can do that by making sure you show up consistently enough with enough value in between nice to meet you and would you buy my product. You could do that by forming a closed Facebook group where you drive people into that group saying, hey, every single week I'm going to come in here twice and I'm going to teach you in this subject matter, or I'm going to bring special guests in and it's free. Or you can do it through Clubhouse. You can say, listen, every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to be here 7 a.m. on Clubhouse. And here's the theme. And here's some of the guest speakers. And here's what we're going to talk about. You can do this by hosting a webinar or a Zoom once a week, twice a week, three times a week. Hey, guys, every single Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, you can find me here. And every single night, we're going to talk about a different version of such and such. It's almost like having your own radio show, right? Except it's a closed Facebook group or it's Clubhouse or it is a Zoom or it's a webinar.
It's essentially what I did with Facebook Live when I was really, you know, pivoting or launching more into whenever I would ramp up for event sales or things like that. But when I went on Facebook Live pretty much every day during the week for a solid year, Actually, it was a little bit over a year. And that I just watched my community really, they wanted to get into something. So when I pitched my event kind of towards the end of that year, it filled faster than I had ever filled an event before because I had nurtured them for so long just doing Facebook Lives. Now, I just want to give a little bit of ideas for you around what that could look like. Everything that Chris just said is a brilliant idea. You could also use Facebook Live or IG Live and just be consistent. And I was only on there for anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes every single day. Sometimes if I had a lot to say that day, maybe 30 minutes. And I would really start to talk to my community. And sometimes you guys... there were 10 people on there. Like sometimes there was not a lot of people on, but I would be like, oh my gosh, Mary, hey, how are you? Where are you from? Where do you live? Okay, today, here's what I'm talking about. You know, and I'd ask them questions and just get them involved. And I think the most beautiful thing that we can do for people, and I know that I love this myself, is recognition. There's nothing cooler than when I hop on someone's live that I like and they're like, oh, hey, so good to see you, or I recognize you, or just shout you out. And we can't forget the value of recognition with that. So, you know, nurturing the community that you have in those ways is so important.
That's the know, like, and trust factor. And when you can create recognition, oh, I'm giving you recognition. I'm making you feel like mm-hmm. I value you, like you're part of the community. That really accelerates the know, like, and trust factor. And so guys, this word nurture is what I really want you to get familiar with, because nurturing equals sales. I'll repeat that. Nurturing equals sales. Now, some of you, this is your first time having the aha moment that you're like, oh, you're right, I'm busted. I've been going from nice to meet you to, hey, I've got a course. Hey, I've got a mastermind. And I need to build out either that automated sequence or I need to show up and add value in between. For some of you, you're saying, wait, I already do that. And if you already do that and you're not getting the sales, then that means one of two things. It's time to refresh and increase the value you're adding in between. Or it's time to add value longer and more consistently in between. Because the truth of the matter is this. Remember, we're all in this for the long game, right? Yeah, we want money right now, but we're all in this for the long game. So the truth of the matter is every day, every week, every month, the marketing game requires more out of you. Because every day, every week, every month, there are more new people opening businesses. There are more new competitors showing up. There are more people with the similar, only better idea than what you had 2 years ago. And so it's your job to accept that it's always going to take more effort. It's always going to take some tweaking of your value of your process. It's always going to take being open to changing what you're doing and adding to that nurturing piece. And when you do, I can promise you that is when you'll finally start getting all the yeses that you're looking for.
So guys, we hope that you got value from this. I think this is one of the most valuable things that you can do, especially if you, you know, have a product or you're even thinking of one. Or listen to this. Even if you have no idea of what you would want to do, but you have a vision of owning a business or working for yourself or being an entrepreneur anywhere in the next year to 5 years, the most important thing that you could do is just start nurturing your audience, meaning give them value, give them advice every day, share your journey. If you're not an expert on anything, be an expert documenter of an interesting life, of your journey, of how you're getting through challenges. And I can tell you, this is the best advice that I could ever give anybody who wants a business or to ever launch a product, is to start nurturing your audience and adding so much value so that they're already there when you get to the place that you want to launch something.
You guys, you can do this on your own, but listen, if you want to speed this up, then we're getting ready to launch our next small group of six faster mind. Why is it a faster mind? Because you get the benefits of a mastermind working with other entrepreneurs. Only the intimacy of a one-on-one, because there's only you and five other people there in our house for two heavy, loaded, fast learning days.
Freaking amazing, you guys.
It's amazing. And so listen, if you want to be able to get more information on that and be sent one of the applications for the faster mind to come to our house, roll up your sleeves and literally take you from where you are right now to where you want to be in a much faster time, just 2 days, then I want you to text the word faster to me at 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word faster and you and I are going to be sitting in our backyard working on your business. Text it to 310-421-0416. In the meantime, thanks for listening. We always appreciate you guys.
Until next time, we will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.